Ever catch yourself daydreaming about effortlessly gliding through virtual landscapes, your eyes leading the way?
Sounds like you're ready to dive into the world of intuitive VR navigation.
We're tackling a system called AnyOrbit today, and let me tell you, it's way cooler than it sounds.
Definitely. It's all about ditching those clunky controls and using your eyes to explore virtual environments.
You know that motion sickness you sometimes get in VR? AnyOrbit wants to make that a thing of the past.
Yeah, it all comes down to how our brains interpret movement. Those sudden shifts from joysticks or clicking to pan just don't jive with how we're wired to move.
Exactly. And AnyOrbit gets that. Instead of jolting you around, imagine if just by looking at something, you smoothly glided towards it.
That's the beauty of it. AnyOrbit blends eye tracking with those subtle head movements we make naturally to figure out where you want to go.
So it's not just about where your eyes land, but how your head's tilting, too.
Right on. It all feeds into this really elegant way to pinpoint your intended direction.
Sounds incredibly intuitive. But let's get technical for a sec. How does AnyOrbit actually turn those eye and head movements into fluid motion in the virtual world?
Picture this. You're locked onto a point in the distance. As you tilt your head, even a little, you start orbiting that point smoothly. Like a satellite around Earth, you know?
Okay, I'm starting to get it. So the more you tilt, the wider your orbit gets.
Exactly. It's this constant dance between your gaze, your head, and how the system adapts, creating this really natural flow.
So it's like our gaze and head movements create an invisible sphere of movement around whatever we focus on, allowing for more natural exploration.
Precisely. And it's constantly readjusting on the fly, so you get that feeling of continuous fluid motion.
It's like the virtual world is responding in real time to your every glance. That's next level immersion.
No doubt. And the really exciting part is they didn't just stop at theory with this.
They actually built it, put it to the test.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
One of their experiments used a virtual star field.
Whoa, hold on. So you're telling me they had people navigating a star field with their eyes?
You got it. Just look around, and your gaze dictates where you go in this vast expanse. No controllers, no buttons, just pure intuitive exploration.
That's straight out of science fiction, but did it actually work?
It did, but they didn't stop there. They also tested it in a simpler setting, a regular room with some objects scattered around.
Even in that simpler setting, were people switching between objects smoothly, or did they end up feeling like they were stuck in digital quicksand?
It's funny you should mention that. The researchers were really interested in that stickiness factor.
Stickiness.
Yeah, like how easily can you disengage from one point of focus and move to another?
Ah, so it's not just about moving. It's about how smoothly you transition between points of interest.
Exactly. And that's where AnyOrbit really blew traditional methods out of the water.
You're saying it was actually easier to jump between objects using just your eyes than with a joystick or something?
Way easier. People were zipping around that room, checking out different objects, and they barely broke a sweat, figuratively speaking, of course.
So no more wrestling with controllers just to get a different view. That's a win for user friendliness right there.
Totally. And it wasn't just about feeling cool using it. The results were measurable, too.
Oh, they had hard data to back up the wow factor.
Absolutely. They tracked how efficiently people navigated, how accurate they were in reaching their targets, and even how much motion sickness they experienced.
Okay, so they covered all the bases. User experience, performance, and the dreaded VR nausea. What was the verdict?
Drum roll, please. AnyOrbit consistently outperformed traditional methods across the board. More efficient, more accurate, and way less likely to make you want to reach for the virtual barf bag.
That's a trifecta. So we're not just talking about a cool concept here. This could be the future of navigating virtual spaces.
Imagine. Instead of fumbling with buttons, you just look at that virtual bookshelf and boom, you're there browsing titles.
And all this is possible because they decided to make their research open source, right?
Exactly. Anyone can take the code, play with it, build on it. It's like a giant leap forward for the entire VR community.
That's the beauty of open source, collaboration and innovation on a global scale. It's like opening up a whole new universe of possibilities. So let's dive into those possibilities, shall we? Where do you see AnyOrbit having the biggest impact?
Ooh, that's a tough one. But if I had to choose, I'd say education. Imagine. History class. But instead of reading about ancient Rome, you're actually there.
Yeah.
Walking through the Colosseum, your eyes guiding your every step.
Whoa, virtual field trips just got real. No more permission slips, no more chaperones, just pure immersive learning.
Exactly. And think about the medical field. Surgeons could use this to navigate 3D models of organs before surgery, or architects could virtually walk through their designs.
We're talking about revolutionizing entire industries here. But hold on a second. We've been focusing so much on the visual aspect of VR. What about sound? Sound is such a crucial part of how we experience the world around us. It'd be a shame if AnyOrbit just left our ears out in the cold, right?
Totally agree. Imagine, though, if the soundscape shifted as you move through a virtual space, just as naturally as the visuals do with AnyOrbit.
So instead of a static soundscape, it would respond dynamically to where your attention is focused.
Precisely. Let's say you're in that virtual marketplace we talked about. The moment you glance at that blacksmith hammering away, the sounds of the crowd would subtly fade, and the clang of the hammer would take center stage.
Oh, I see. And as you shift your gaze to a nearby conversation, the soundscape seamlessly transitions, bringing those voices to the forefront.
Exactly. It's about creating this incredibly nuanced and immersive soundscape that reacts to you in real time.
That would completely change how we experience virtual environments.
Yeah.
No more disconnect between what we see and what we hear. It all becomes part of one cohesive sensory experience.
Right. And this opens up a world of possibilities for sound designers, too. They can create these truly interactive soundscapes that respond to the user's gaze, adding a whole new layer of depth to VR experiences.
It's like giving them a whole new set of tools to play with. Imagine the emotional impact they could create by carefully crafting how sound interacts with our attention.
Absolutely. We're talking about a future where sound isn't just something you hear in VR. It's something you experience, something that draws you deeper into the virtual world.
It's amazing how all these elements, the intuitive navigation, the dynamic soundscapes, all come together to create a more holistic and immersive virtual reality experience. And to think, this is just the beginning.
It really is.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what other senses might be integrated in the future. What about touch? Or even smell? The possibilities seem endless.
That's what makes this feel so exciting. We're on the cusp of something truly groundbreaking, and it's inspiring to think about the incredible experiences that await us in the not-too-distant future.
I couldn't agree more. And it all stems from that human desire to explore, to push boundaries, to see what's possible when we combine our imagination with technology.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time for us to step back from the virtual world, at least for now. But hey, maybe next time we'll be having this conversation from inside a virtual rainforest or on a spaceship bound for Mars. Yeah. Who knows what the future holds?
Sounds like a plan. Until next time, keep exploring, both in the virtual and real worlds.
And remember, if you're ever feeling lost, just follow your curiosity. It's the best compass there is.